save your jewels and peace. On Hit 92.9. Righto, here we are about to review another daily dose of content gold from our favourite FM radio breakfast personalities, Xavier, Jules and Pete. Yeah, roll the WAV file. Roll it. Xavier, Jules and Pete. On Hit 92.9.
Well, last night, this is going to resonate with someone. So everyone in their life has a situation where something so simple and so basic, you've sort of been around for a long period of time but didn't realise what it was or how you make it. Now, Em yesterday was sitting at home and we're just starting to use the kettle a little bit more. You know, when you've got a kid, you have the kettle going for formula and all that sort of stuff all the time. But you never make, I never make an instant coffee. Ever.
Oh, don't you?
No, ever.
That's all I have.
No. I enjoy the experience of going out for a coffee. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, me too.
Catching up with someone or whatever. And I'm roughly sitting at about 8 coffees a day at the moment. So
damn.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm going to try and start to cut back.
Okay. Yeah. Good job.
Hence the fruit salad.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday, Em was like, oh, mate, can you make me one of those coffees? And I was like, we got a little coffee machine, but it hasn't been set up.
Is it the ones with like a little pots?
Yeah, it hasn't been set up for 2 years. So
yeah, same.
I was like, what are you talking about? And she goes, you know, your dad, when he's over, he makes a coffee with the kettle. And I was like, are you talking about an instant coffee? Like an instant coffee? Is that what you're
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, you know, your dad does it a different way. I was like, no. Like just a couple of teaspoons, dab of milk and some hot water and there's your instant coffee.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, it's not like that. I'm telling you. I was like, Emily, I've made the instant coffee since I was 10 for Dad. Literally, no idea that
really?
Was that, and like I was like,
even
when you get good at it, Em, you don't even need to use a teaspoon. Yeah. you just tip the can in.
Tell me you use Makona at least.
Well, we got any sponsors?
Not at the moment, mate.
I'm a Blend 43.
Yeah, mate, you got to go Makona.
Nah, the only thing with Makona is I have trouble with. We got like the different roastings.
Yeah,
you know, it says 1 for 5, yeah, 1 to 10 on it. I can't nail one that I.
Oh, just go three. Go in the middle.
Nah.
I've got some on my desk.
No, I think it goes to 10 because I've got a fully.
Oh,
I've got a full bar. I've got a fully. Yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, 13, 10, 60. What did you try for the first time?
That I said ooh at the wrong time.
Yeah, no, you really did.
And I said, I've got a fully. And you go, ooh.
No, I was just more surprised that there was a level 10.
No.
So back to the Nescafe.
So I think you know those things that you go to that you've never tried before.
Yes.
I had an opportunity one day to go to Silk's for dinner.
This is gold. I could not believe this when you mentioned this to us earlier.
I went to Silk's for dinner one night and on the Lazy Susan, when dessert was coming around, there was this yellow thing, and I thought it was like an Asian delight, like a little delicacy. Anyway, and I was like being really polite, and no one was really going for it. And I was like, oh, gee whiz, it might be a bit spicy or something. This is going to be really interesting.
Spicy.
Anyway, I grabbed this yellow thing and chewed and just slid down the back of the throat. Oh, it was delicious.
What was it?
And I said, what is this treat? They said, it's mango. I've never eaten mango in my life.
How old are you?
Like 25.
You've never eaten mango?
No, never in my life. What have I missed out on?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
goodness
crazy.
Me.
Do they even have mangoes in China?
Yes.
Oh, they do? Okay, sorry.
It's not that much of a communist country.
Oh, my gosh.
All mangoes are banned.
No. All callers, by the way, get Dockers tickets.
So we're Dockers tickets for someone?
And then we're going to give someone an overnight stay at the Quest.
Overnight stay as well. Yeah.
Bit of romance.
What?
Take a mango, cut it up.
Have a mango.
Hit 92.9's. Take your
jewels and peas. What did you enjoy for the first time?
That's right, mate. Em thought that making instant coffee was much harder than it was. Literally a teaspoon or two of Blend 43, Jules, for you. It's a Makona.
All the way, baby.
Soft blend.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was a mango on the Lazy Susan at Silk's. Incredible scenes.
25 years of age.
Oh, jeez. I haven't eaten one since.
What?
No,
why not?
I don't know. I don't eat fruit.
You're eating a fruit salad right
now.
No,
I know. First time ever.
Hey,
good morning, Jess.
Hi.
Do you like mango?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right, babe. What is it for you?
I had fairy bread for the first time recently.
Oh, what?
Well done.
How old are you, babe?
31.
31.
You never had it as a kid.
I'm not from Australia.
Where are you from?
I'm from South Africa.
Oh, beautiful.
And they don't have fairy bread.
No, we put sprinkles on ice cream and that's it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Hey, Jess, the layer of butter is essential on a fairy bread. Was it a thick layer of buttering?
Yes, there was. So I've seen it before, and I turned my nose up a bit, and eventually I was like, oh, what the heck? So I tried it, and it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, nice. I like it. You're beauty.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Has to be white bread too, by the way.
Yeah. The butter's important. Yeah,
fresh white bread. We've got Stacey in Coburn. Hello.
Hello. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Your mango eater, Stace?
It has to be ripe, mate. It has to be ripe.
Yeah, good call. I assume.
All right, babe. What did you enjoy for the first time?
So apricot chicken with apricots. Oh, yeah. I never had apricots. My husband wanted apricot chicken. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
And then I tried them fresh for the first time. And I'm almost, well, I'm over 30 now, but I was almost 30 at the time.
Yeah.
And I love them.
apricot chicken. You've just made up my mind when I'm cooking for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I've not had that for 10 years.
Yeah.
My mum used to cook it.
It's good winter-like food too.
Delicious. Stace, what a treat. Thanks. Apricots. But you know, it's like one of those things, like I don't eat dates, but I like sticky date pudding.
Oh, yeah.
I don't eat apricots, but apricot chicken's a different story.
Oh, okay.
You know, one of those ones. Mm. Pumpkin. I don't like pumpkin, but pumpkin soup. Oh, yes, please.
Stace, overnight stay at our Quest. We're going to send it your way, right?
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be great.
No worries
there
at
you
all.
There you go.
And Jess gets the Freo tickets.
You are one of the, like, I mean, for Pete and I, we love food, right? And you, Zave, you're someone who gets bored halfway through a meal.
No,
like,
but I can
to
guarantee.
To us, we're just like, what? How do you get bored? I just don't feel like eating it anymore.
I can guarantee there's people out there who understand what I just said. Eating it on its own, no good.
Mm.
But when it's something else, you go with it.
Yeah.
I'd dry reach if you made me eat a date.
We're back in minutes.
Chuck a bit of caramel sauce.
Get the dates in.
Hit 92.9's. Take your
chills and pee. Top of 17.
15 degrees already, nearly.
Yeah, mate.
Get out and exercise.
I love it.
Huh?
Oh, you did yesterday.
What?
You rode your bike in the rain.
I did.
Did you enjoy it?
No, I had no other option. I couldn't get an Uber.
Oh. That's unlucky.
And I don't own a car.
I've got, there's your option.
Hey, risk it for the biscuit coming up after 6:30.
Have
guys,
you asked about taking your work Jeep home?
Yeah.
Good for the advertising on the roads.
Not allowed to.
Oh.
Why?
I don't know. They just said I wasn't allowed to.
Oh.
I don't know whether it's got anything to do with my driving skills. I don't know. But I do have a lock-up like garage.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go. Let's dive into it. So, guys. Okay, we just explain what happened there. So you just answer the producers like you're answering somebody who's called the station.
A note came through that said you need a lock-up garage. I'm like, I do. Nah, just not allowed to. I don't know. It's just been a thing. Mm. Anyway, great win last night.
Great win last night!
Needs a second. That's a high ball. It's wafting its way towards goal.
My second.
Make it two in a row.
AFL
game for the first time.
Second.
In 6 years.
Oh, what a game.
How'd Pete go on the guitar?
Oh, man, he was rocking it out up there.
I did all right last night.
Did it rain at all?
No.
So you sat outside.
Nice and dry, yeah.
It was a cheeky
beautiful sprinkle.
It was a cheeky sprinkle.
Oh, not where I was.
Wasn't it?
No.
Oh, you had the good seats. Top to stadium. Every seat's a good seat.
I don't even remember seeing any sprinkles, though. Maybe I was at the bar.
did you have a few wines?
Oh, didn't I?
Did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
My roomie.
Oh, nice.
Josh. Well, who now, he's moving back to Melbourne today,
so
no longer. But that was his first AFL game, my second, yeah.
I'm really sad, actually, about Josh, because I feel like we were just getting to know him.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, poor guy. Because he obviously is from the East Coast, so he watches Union and Lee.
What part of the East Coast?
Melbourne.
Yeah.
What?
No.
What's ill?
Okay, Union and League in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah, anyway. You lost my train. Anyway, so I'm sitting there telling him what's going on in the game.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Did you play?
I did, but it's still like
a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you?
I just tackled at the back. Like, I didn't really know the rules.
Did you tackle?
Too well.
Did you? You would have gotten a few fights.
I was on the back line.
Did you?
Yeah.
The hoops came out?
Yeah. Well, I wasn't wearing any hoops on the...
They're already out.
Once you cross that white line, mate.
I tell you what, I just turn into a beast like when
I'm on that
field.
Did you wear a mouth guard?
Not in Dubbo.
No.
It was mandatory, but here in WA you had to. Down south, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Did you play down south as well?
Oh, just trained.
Yeah, right.
And that was it. I didn't get to the point to...
To go.
To play.
To pull the trigger.
Well, I was doing a lot of touring, so I wasn't around on the weekend.
Oh, touring.
You know?
Touring again.
Shut up!
Speaking of beasts.
Mark the
other. Life steps out and snaps truly. The skipper kicks a goal.
Mate, it was well played by Fremantle. They're up and about at the moment.
It was very well played by Fremantle. Hawthorn were atrocious. Atrocious.
Very atrocious.
I can't wait. Oh, no.
Now, as ex,
I fear what Clarko might do to them.
Mate, I felt for you. I did.
Why would
I really
you feel for me? No, I did. Four flags in the last since 2000.
Yeah, no. I felt for you last night because you had a rough day yesterday.
I know.
All right.
I know.
And we were sending text messages back and forth to each other last night.
Oh, were you?
And I was thinking.
Whoa, where was I in this chat?
No, well, we were just talking about.
Me.
Yeah.
I actually sent X a text. I'm like, hey, mate, how'd everything go today?
Yeah.
Is everything all right?
Did he respond to you?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Always does. Mm.
But then to top that off then, you know, with a Hawks loss.
And
last
a bad
night,
loss.
And like, I felt terrible.
The Fremantle kids just beat up on the old Hawthorn boys.
They did. Yeah, they got kids around it last night.
What did you see? What was wrong? Like, what happened?
They couldn't get their hands on the footy.
Yeah, but why?
Because the kids were too good. The kids, they got half a hair on them.
And Andy Brayshaw.
Are you saying that the Freo team is younger and
younger.
More energy?
Andy Brayshaw's what? 21? What?
Yeah,
he's 21. He's old enough, but he's 21, and he had career high 33 disposals last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I also saw a kid on there last. Oh, this guy on there last.
Sorry.
I saw a guy.
That's the one thing I said to not mention. Most disposals, because Ted's gone from a private school to joining the military after last night.
No.
Oh yes. Here we go. Get on the train. We're going to the moon.
Don't. He's already saying this is his last day.
Well, after last night's win,
it's part of. You've gone back-to-back piling on me.
Oh, no.
After last night's win, I checked the ladder and the rest of the season.
Where are you?
Mathematically, we're a chance.
Okay.
I feel like I've been saying that for the last 25 years.
I don't care why West Coast have got the easiest draw in the history of the game. They've never had one. You know, like some of the teams are playing at the moment on 4 days break.
Mm.
West Coast are getting 7 days break and playing at home. Mm. I don't understand how they're so lucky.
Lift another premiership, you guys.
Well, we probably will, actually. I think about it.
Anyway, good game last night.
Well done,
Mario.
Sonny Walters.
Yeah, no Sonny Walters. And Sonny's, he's going to come back into the side this week, from what I heard from Justin Longmuir. So
when did you speak to JL?
After the game last night, just had a bit of a powwow. Wait,
Jules, what's on the end of Pete's nose?
Yeah, some brown stuff. Hey, just tell me quickly, who's the little guys that are dressed in purple that run out onto the field?
The little guys that are dressed in purple that run out? The Fremantle team.
Yeah, no. They're in a lighter purple. They're like
they're in the pink.
Yeah, or pink. Okay.
The runners.
Oh, right. So they're just going out giving messages.
To run messages.
Yeah. Right. Oh, cool. No, thanks for the loop.
No, actually, there's a new rule this year where you can sub in a super player at any stage. So they get subbed on whenever they want to run on. And
that's why you see former champion Mazungu, Tendai Mazungu, out there from time to time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So you get five goes at it in a game.
Mate, it's a crazy season. Yeah. Crazy times, the way that they're doing things this season, just changing us. It's crazy.
I'm not dumb.
Never said
you were. I know what you guys are doing.
How was your super player last night?
No good. No, it was a bad choice by Clarko.
It's a bit rough.
Yeah, the super player, no good.
Now I'm on Zave's side. Now I'm out. This could be my last show.
You're an Eagle. You want to come in with me?
I'll give tickets.
I'll give Mix a call.
We've got tickets.
We've got to go to traffic.
Hit 92.9's. Take your jewels and
peace. So this morning I was up early and I was just sitting and going through the Melbourne news. I love to get a bit of Melbourne news too because obviously I'm from Melbourne. My family's there.
Yeah.
Now what happened is a video has been leaked from the Melbourne, from the hotel situation that, you know, the coronavirus situation.
Yeah, what security footage?
Well, no.
Oh.
It's... So they're saying virtually you can almost link every case of coronavirus in Victoria back to the hotel security. When Matt Jagger was involved, but also the way they ran it, they let people out. You know, you could pay them to leave the facility, all that sort of stuff.
What?
Now, you know when they say things sometimes that things don't age particularly well?
Mm.
So, you know, sometimes you say something and then you'll tweet something or write a comment and then, you know, it just doesn't age well.
Yeah.
So after the hotel situation, the bureaucrats involved in the hotel quarantine, the people that were running it, did a little video, a strange video, very strange video, which they've obviously tried to delete quickly, but has been found of them pumping themselves up about a wonderful job they've done in the hotel quarantine. Here's a couple of clips.
It's just been an extremely rewarding project to work on. I'm really pleased to say that we were able to really mobilise our staff who have extensive experience in running major events. It's been a really interesting and complex project, but something that I think we'll look back and really think about as something that's been really rewarding. And the fact that we've been able to help slow the spread of coronavirus makes us feel really proud of the work that we're doing.
The one thing about this project, you know, the saying, well, that escalated quickly, has taken on an entirely different meaning now.
Fair to say that, that was the video that they put together before that the word had broken. That
it all came back to them.
The O'Meara / Jack Steele, the two most handsome footballers in the AFL. If the security guard does not look like these two blokes blended, if it's not a merger of the two hottest blokes I've ever seen, I am going to spew in my mouth because single-handedly brought down the state. And there's the security company, the firm and those people involved patting themselves on the back about how good a job they did in slowing the spread.
You are adamant about finding out what this security guard looks like.
I don't blame him because I completely agree. You got comments like, that escalated quickly, has taken on an entirely new meaning. And yes, it has again.
Oh, we're so proud of our company and the ability we had to slow the spread. No, you ramped it up. That's all you did. You've ruined the state. Good on you, tool bags.
Hit 92.9's. Take your
jewels and peace. Have you guys noticed this morning what I've been eating next to my coffee?
I thought you were going to say, have you noticed that I've been extra cranky this morning? I'm like, yeah. You've eaten a fruit salad that Em has made for
I'm eating my fruit salad because Em reckons my blood pressure and cholesterol is too high and I'm too stressed at the moment and potentially I'll drop dead. So hence why I'm eating a fruit salad this morning, just to try and sharpen myself up.
It's a good looking fruit salad. We were actually talking about who made that fruit salad at home. Was it you or was it Em?
Hey. We all know it was Em. And you know how I know?
How?
Because all the fruit pieces are exactly the same size. See, and I just feel like as they would not... If he was whacking some fruit together, he wouldn't care what size they were.
Em just texts me going, how is it, mate? I said, I wouldn't have put the orange or the other red. What's the red thing? What's this?
Strawberry.
That's strawberry.
No, fools. That
watermelon?
That's watermelon,
No, it's not, fool.
Oh, hang on. Okay. No, that's grapefruit.
Grapefruit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have added oranges or grapefruit.
Why?
Night before because the juices sort of just spread, but then again, we're not getting up beforehand to make fruit salads. So, I mean, that's what we're going to have to deal with at the moment. Now, this all stemmed from yesterday, my day yesterday. Now, don't get me wrong, people have worse days than this, but I had a shocker yesterday.
We're here for you, mate. You just vent.
Oh, no, it's not even a vent.
Oh, what is it then?
It's just a bad day.
Okay, explain.
So I got out of bed.
That's a good start, actually.
The wrong side, obviously.
My beautiful dog, the Flying Tildo.
Oh, yeah.
Crippled. Unable to move.
Mm-hmm. Now, until usually sleeps in bed with you, she couldn't get up on the bed.
She gets on, and I thought it was weird, but anything of it. Anyway, got up, couldn't move, could not move an inch. Had to feed her on her mat, and she was like I don't know what she was like a slug.
Yeah. Oh.
She was a slug. I was feeding the slug biscuits. No, anyway, so that just started me. And then I had a uni thing I had to do, which was an elevator pitch for something that I don't really know anything about. So that made me a little bit stressed.
What you had to do yesterday, like in the morning?
A video.
A video. At 4 o'clock.
What do you mean video? You don't really know anything about this particular?
He hasn't studied that section.
No. I haven't got up to it yet. Yeah. So,
did you know what an elevator pitch was at that point anyway? Like
absolutely.
I mean, that's good. That's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know what an elevator give yourself that much.
Now, then I had my, I hope you guys know, I went and had a couple of things checked up on my arm with the skin check.
Yes.
About 4 to 5 weeks ago.
I was going to say, you do this quite often. No,
I have to.
Yeah.
So they start to worry about one or two on my arm and on my shoulder. Mm. And anyway, I end up getting referred to someone else to go see for a second opinion.
Yeah, you were really worried about this yesterday during the show.
Well, second opinions are never good. Mm. Anyway, so I'm in there. Not stressed, but like just my opinion is if you've got any doubt, just cut them out. Like, I don't care. Just cut them out. Just get them out of me. Anyway, so I'm stressed about that.
Yeah, you were.
And so then, what was the outcome of that, by the way?
Well, I'm back to now 4 to 5 month checkups.
Right.
So all good on my front.
Well, that's good. That's positive.
Well done.
Yeah.
So just then I get home, then the vet comes.
Yeah.
Tilly's squealing.
Don't.
Oh, poor Tilly.
So the vet gave her injections, painkillers, and then about 2 or 3 hours later,
she come good.
The second coming.
Really?
She stood up, then she walked outside because she hadn't been outside off the mat for 24 hours.
Oh.
And just to show her how to wee, like to encourage her to wee.
Yeah.
So I did one with her. she out-weed me. That's how busted she was. She out-weed me. And I was like weeing and weeing. And then Tilly started weeing and weeing. Anyway, so painkillers, she's back up and about-ish.
Yeah.
Mm. Uni done. Mm. Well done. Mm. Cancer stuff put on hold for 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
Then I got home and Ted was on his bike and he... I was about to do dinner and I could smell something. I knew he'd sort himself. So I quickly dived in to do dinner so that Em would be left with it.
But I thought you said you were having a bad day.
I agree, Jules.
So then Em picked up on it a bit late. Ted was flying around on his tricycle and his little nappy broke.
Oh.
So then, but then he thought it was a game and he rode over it all. And so that went through the house.
Okay, going like good, bad, good, bad.
Good, bad.
We're a roller coaster.
And then we had to throw him in the shower and just blast him. And how's your shower, Ted? Oh, perfect. And we're squirting him in the face. Then the Hawks put up an atrocious effort last night. What a rot. No wonder I'm eating fruit salad this morning.
Mate, that day does not sound that bad at all. If anyone had a bad day, it was Tilly.
Well, no, but it could have been, I'm on my way out, Tilly's on her way out, and the Hawks lost.
I just still don't have any idea what all of yesterday has to do with fruit salad.
But it's my blood pressure.
Well, yeah, right. It's so stressful. Okay.
For my blood pressure.
That's good. No, it's really good. All right. Well, we're going to come back.
Mate, you've never played this on Grand Final Day.
In just
so
minutes.
Leave me alone. And you're not a member. People are writing and texting 0488 459 2.
Don't dive into me.
No, no.
All right? Don't dive into me.
That's a fair point. You cannot say we and us.
Okay.
You do not support the club.
Call it. Call it, okay?
I slip.
There's a lot of tension in the studio this
don't
morning.
Don't you start.
Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.